All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Dr. Melanie Lacasse of the CISO, the Regional Health Authority here, discussing the opening of a new clinic for people with long COVID. Dr. Lacasse, how are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Oh, not so bad. So can you explain a little bit about how this new clinic came to be and what its purpose is?
So the clinic was a need for all the long COVID patients. The Ministry of Quebec recognized that, and they wanted to open a clinic in all the different regions of the province. And one of the regions was here in Outaouais. And the purpose of the clinic is to help the patients to rehabilitate themselves, to get a better quality of life through the exercise and all the management of the daily routine that we have as a person. And the clinic, all the professionals that will be there, they will be helping the patients to get better.
And so how long has this been in the works there?
So the clinic, it started a long time ago to establish itself, and it's opening right now, and it's just a new thing that it's open. We needed to first find the professional that needed to be there, so the nurses, the physiotherapist, the occupational therapist, social worker. We needed them to be to have a good understanding of the disease, and they needed also training regarding the disease, so they were trained for that. And now we're ready and we're open, and we're starting groups in the next few weeks.
Can we take a step back here a little bit and talk about what exactly is long COVID and what are its symptoms?
So long COVID is it's a term to describe an umbrella of different symptoms. It can range from fatigue, brain fog, dyspnea, so shortness of breath, also tachycardia. You can have also muscle pain, joint pain. Some people will also have gastric or intestinal dysfunction. And it can vary from a person to a person, to another person.
There's a broad range of symptoms. And it's, do you know typically when it presents after someone's been infected or had a bout of with COVID-19 there as well?
So usually we say that to describe that the person has long COVID, we say that it's after 12 weeks of the first infection or the presumed infection that they got. And because after the first few weeks that you got the COVID, you can still have a little bit of fatigue, and you can be sometimes a little bit of short of breath as well. And after that, it should get better with time. And that's when we go past the 12 weeks, that's when we're going to say that we're going to look to investigate that you have, if you do have long COVID.
It's obviously a fairly new field of study, or it's still being looked at quite a bit there. Could you talk a little bit about, I guess, the outcomes and then the what's been studied about how it's being treated?
Well, presently, there's no cure. What we know is that there are a few hypotheses. There's a few things that we think that's what's going on. One could be that the microbiota from the gut are maybe altered. Another one is that there could be related to the immune system. And right now, there's, like you said, there's many studies regarding those hypotheses, and we want to make sure that we treat the right thing. But presently, what we can do is help the patient with different symptoms. For example, if the person suffers from a heartbeat that goes too fast, we can prescribe a medication to help with that. If the person has, for example, low blood pressure, or they get dizzy when they stand up, we can suggest compression socks or compression garments so that they can get less symptoms. So what we want to do is trying to decrease the symptoms so that the person can become more functional in their daily activities.
And so can you go describe a little bit more about what specifically, what services will be available at this clinic there?
So the way it's going to work is every patient that have been referred by either their nurse practitioner or physician, they will be called and they will be assessed by a nurse, and they will have a few questionnaires to fill out. And that will be individual. And after that, they're going to be put in different groups depending on what they need. Because of all the big symptoms that we can have, the need that I might need, it's not the same one as you could need. So that's why we want to separate them in different groups, so according to your symptoms, and we will try to help you to do that. And it's going to be virtually as well, and it's going to be easier for the patient so that they can do it in the comfort of their home, so that they don't have to drive to the hospital and then come back.
But there is a physical location available there in Gatineau as well?
There will be, if the patient needs to be seen, for example, by the physiotherapist or the patient therapist or the nurse, there will be a place where they're going to be able to see the patient, yeah, for sure. But all the little blocks of exercise or activity that's going to be done will be done virtually, so it's going to be easier for the patient. The other thing is that if the patient needs further evaluation or further exercise after the different groups that patient will have done, it can still be done after as well.
In order to get access to these services there, both the telehealth there and the actual physical services in person, it just requires a referral from the family doctor, or for those that don't have a family doctor, they get a referral through someone else there?
Yes. If you don't have any family doctor, you can call the GAP or Guichet d'Accès, and they will be able to refer you to either a nurse practitioner or a physician so that you can get the referral.
Dr. Lacasse, I want to thank you for your time. If there's anything else that you wanted to mention or anything we didn't touch on here in the last few minutes, I'll give you the last word.
For me, as a patient too, because unfortunately I had COVID and I have long COVID and I still have symptoms, the best treatment was doing some pacing, which means that you need to change the way you used to do things and making sure that you take time to rest between all the different activities. And some activities might need to be shortened so that you can, after that, rest, and then after that, go back to another activity. And just, I know it's been long, but just, I'm sure that we're going to find a cure eventually. And I'm positive about it.